Suns, Houston, Lakers discussing a possible three-way trade that could put guard Goran Dragic in a Lakers uniform. Clippers ex-guard Jared Dudley says he had a stress fracture in his knee and L.A. made him play last season while hurt. The agent for former New York Knicks power forward Anthony Mason says the player needs heart transplant surgery. Had a massive heart attack on Friday, had four surgeries over the weekend. Memorial service for legendary UNLV basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian today in Las Vegas. In hockey, a huge trade. The Maple Leafs have sent defenseman Cody Franson and forward Mike Santinelli to Nashville for veteran center Olli Jaakkonen and a first-round draft pick. Bad news in Dallas, Tyler Seguin, their high-scoring forward, out 6 weeks with a knee injury after being hip-checked to the leg in open ice. Ducks got beat by the Washington Capitals on Sunday. Alexander Ovechkin had 2 goals and 2 assists in the Caps' win in Anaheim. The Kings play Tampa Bay tonight. NASCAR Daytona 500 qualifying turned into a demolition derby. 7 crashes wiped out 24 cars in 3 different qualifying races, including a 14-car wreck. Drivers bitterly complained about the new group qualifying system rather than qualifying with individual laps. Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon will be on the pole Thursday for the Twin 125s. AT&T at Pebble Beach, San Diego flavor, Brant Snedeker, former winner of Torrey Pines, won it, minus 22. Nick Watley, who played very well here last week, finished in second spot at 19 under. Jason Day, who won at Torrey Pines last week, finished in a tie with San Diego and Pat Perez at 17 under. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.